My understanding is the latest number was up 7% in the last month. It's the highest in 40 years. What is this administration doing wrong, and what do we need to do to right ourselves?
Well, I mean, keep in mind, you're right. All of those numbers you said are correct. Largest inflation, annual inflation in 40 years. And keep in mind, Joe Biden was in public office 40 years ago when it was that high in the past. So, you know, what do we have to do? You can't close down pipelines and kill 100,000 jobs and expect it not to have an effect on what's going on around you. You can't you can't have these things happening in China with, you know, they're tightening the grips on Taiwan, where we get our computer chips. We've had problems with that. All of these things that are happening in the Department of Agriculture, there's only four meat packing plants, and there's stagnation on developing opportunities to get food to market. And this administration is just standing in the way with all kinds of policy that just is making it horrible with us. And they're doing it under the guise of this pandemic that, you know, as Joe Biden has said, you know, right now we're in a pandemic of the unvaccinated, which is absolute nonsense, and it's an insult to Americans around the country.
Is there anything that you would recommend to a president like President Biden? Is there any quick fix to this inflation thing, or is it going to take the Fed raising interest rates again and again and maybe again? Is that what it's going to take?
No, you can't raise interest rates. Our debt ceiling is too high. I mean, they raise our debt, our interest rate 1%. Our $30 trillion debt goes to $130-140 trillion in 10 years, and it's not recoverable. It's almost not recoverable as it is. So raising interest rates is not the way. What my recommendation is to this president, and it will be my recommendation to the administration when I become the congressman for Nevada 4, is get the government the hell out of the way. Everybody knows that free market capitalism takes care of the needs of the people, and the role of the federal government is to allow people their freedom to move, their freedom to pursue happiness and life and liberty. I mean, it's very clearly written in the first section, the preamble of the Constitution. Get out of the way, and, you know, open up the pipeline, let industry be industry. And I would tell you as well, get government out of healthcare. These decisions need to be made by doctors and their and the patients, the people going to the hospitals, etc. They don't need to be made by bureaucrats in Washington D.C. They don't need to be made by insurance people. They need to be made by doctors and patients.
Sam, in our final minute, I'm going to give you a chance if you want to, like, scoop, you know, everybody else and let us know what you're going to be talking about on Monday. I'll let you do it. I'll give you as much time as you want.
Well, again, I'm going to be talking about what's going on with the posture of our country from a safety and security standpoint, and what the rest of the world is, how the rest of the world is looking at us after the Afghanistan debacle and the withdrawal that this administration put on the world stage and embarrassed us absolutely completely. These countries, Iran, Russia, China, North Korea, they have no respect for us whatsoever. They don't care what the president is going to threaten, because they have no respect for him, and he's created that environment. So there's going to be some discussion about that. I know you said we only have a short amount of time, so I want to make sure I get my website out there, sampetersforcongress.com. People can go out there and take a look at what's going on with the campaign. And early next week, click on that endorsement tab at the top, and you're going to see some good stuff.
That's a good tease. Good tease. Sam, thanks, man. Have a great weekend, and we'll see what comes up next Monday.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Take care.
Thanks, man. Sam Peters, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. Stay where you are. Coming up, Tommy White, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. What is the union movement thinking of what's going on with COVID and all kinds of other stuff going on? We'll get to that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 231, as we check things out on our area freeways, look out for a crash there on Interstate 11 southbound. That's before Greenway. That's in Henderson. It's blocking the right lane, and you're backed up behind that for a short distance. Also, moderate flows there on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde, 215 westbound at Gibson. You're moving along, but a little bit of congestion through there. Looks like you're averaging about 55 miles per hour as you work your way through the resort corridor right now between Charleston and Sunset. And, of course, those lane restrictions, that's causing backups and slowdowns both directions on Interstate 515. That's between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
Crowe Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
UNLV basketball, they're back at tonight as they are going to match up against Fresno State. UNLV 9-6, 1-1 in league play. Fresno State 11-4, also 1-1 in the conference. Mountain West games coming up tomorrow. Boise State at New Mexico, Nevada at Air Force, Colorado State at San Jose State, and Wyoming will play at Utah State. Raiders football continuing to get set for their playoff game against Cincinnati coming up tomorrow. Defensive tackle Jonathan Hankins is listed as questionable, but the expectation is that he will be able to play.
Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
And Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Yes, Miss Tubbs. No problem. I'll call someone about the plumbing.
One of Beatrice's properties needs a new superintendent.
The custodial team is not...
Someone with handyman superpowers and a concierge alter ego.
Does anyone know any good electricians near Parkville?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevadans' right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. All of us would like that. Call the SKC Group, 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. I had a chance to visit earlier with a guy. In fact, I'll tell you what. Let's before we get to talking about... Tommy White and the Labor's Union Local 872. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
All right, sir. I just want to tell you, the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, that is embarrassing. Now, having been around five presidents, candidates, and multiple vice presidents and candidates, They have so much staff. That is either that she doesn't give a rat's butt, or she is totally incompetent. That is disgusting. It's embarrassing for our country.
Well, and the deal is that these people prep candidates all the time. But one of the charges against Kamala Harris, she doesn't even take the time to read her briefing books. She won't do it. She's lazy.
Exactly.
And I will just tell you what I saw in that videotape with Craig Melvin is somebody who I thought she was impaired, that she was drunk or on drugs. No, Sarah, no,
I
she
heard
just
you early in the show. That's no excuse, but that's realistic possibility.
Yeah, I mean that's what it looked like to me. Is that it was somebody that was physically impaired in some way. She was drunk, she was on drugs, whatever. But, no, hey, can I tell you, Bob, what you said is exactly spot on, that there was something wrong with her, and it shouldn't happen. I mean, they're paying these people money to be articulate and to... But she was anything but articulate, I'll tell you that.
Let me throw something else out, Kevin.
Yeah.
Think about if you're the foreign countries like China. I've seen two good presentations recently in the last month on China. And I will tell you something. These people, these foreign countries aren't stupid. They see this. They see an opening. And I'll tell you what. And they watch the president. They see an opening. You know, even if you're a diehard Democrat, do you imagine... This is going to be interesting in November because I will tell you that it's embarrassing for our country, and it's the safety of our country and our future of this country. And that's just wrong.
Yeah. Bob, thanks, man. I appreciate it. That's Bob. Worth waiting for. I had a chance to visit early with Tommy White. He is a leader in the union movement here in Southern Nevada and is a good guy. He is the business manager of... Labor's Union 872, and we talked a little bit about testing, and you know, more and more testing is good, but the big question is where are we getting all this testing from? Let's listen to Tommy White.
Yeah, but I mean, Kevin, we're kind of down to right now. I mean, I've had at least four people in my office now have tested positive. The same four people have tested positive going on 3 weeks, right? So, they're going to come out and say we have a new variant now that it lasts longer. So, I think after this month, we're going to just kind of deal with it, and we're going to open up again because I had to shut down for the month. But I think after this month, it's going to be we're going to try to get back to normal and just open everything up, ask people to wear their masks, just protect themselves and anything else out there. But you know, the thing with the mandatory COVID test now, I mean, I don't know if your listeners have heard, but now they're making insurance companies pay for COVID tests, right? So now we have to pay starting, I think the beginning of February, we have to pay for COVID tests up to 8 tests per member per. And, you know, that's going to be a big burden on the health plan, but there is some restrictions on it. And we're going to follow what the restrictions are because we're just not going to pay for COVID tests for anyone that wants to just go out and take a COVID test because they feel they want to take a COVID test. So we're going to put some, you know, we're going to go by the government guidelines like we have to do, but we're going to require our members to pick those COVID tests up from certain areas.
Now, just so I understand, I may have missed this in the news. Has your union shut down projects until the end of the month?
No, we haven't shut down any projects. Our projects are still going. Our members are still working, and we're going to. And keep going like we do all the time.
So in other words, when you were talking about being shut down, you were talking about your office. Office. Okay. Okay. Just want to be sure we clarified that. What did you think of the Supreme Court ruling striking down the vaccine mandate? A lot of folks were really, really happy about that.
Well, I didn't think they were going to. I didn't think Biden was going to win on that anyway. OSHA is specifically for safety, and for them to make COVID a safety issue is, beyond OSHA's spectrum of what they what they're around for. OSHA needs to do a better job looking at safety on projects instead of worrying about who's got a COVID shot and who don't.
Were you surprised that it went that way, though, that it went 6-3 that way?
Oh, not at all. I didn't think we were going to wind up having to deal with that anyway, but we had to be prepared for it.
Wow. Again, joining us, a guy that knows a lot about the union movement, Tommy White, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. What we have now is not working. Because, as you say, four of your people are out with COVID. Fortunately, I have a home studio. I don't have to go into the office. And I've been doing shows throughout. And so it really doesn't impact me as much as it would be people that actually go to work somewhere. My question is, what happens down the road here if this thing gets worse, not better?
I think early on, and remember, I was one of the ones that had COVID pretty bad when it first came out in 2020. But I think we should have let our natural immune system fight this thing, and we probably would not be where we are today, right? So I think this variant that's out there right now is not as powerful as the first one that came out, and I think we're going to be dealing with this for a long time. I mean, I don't see as many people getting as sick as it was when I wind up getting COVID, but sooner or later we just have to deal with it, and we can't shut down work, we can't shut down buildings, and I mean, there's what I see now and I hear now is that people are basically using COVID to take days off of work. And you know, listen, if people save that much money where they could just turn around and take days off of work by just saying, I think I was exposed to COVID, you know, we don't want that as part of this union. So if you're out there using that as an excuse not to go to work because you got some money from the government, I hope the IRS catches on to you.
Wow. Tommy White joining us, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. This was a horrible, horrible week for President Biden. He was slapped down by the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, even fellow Democrats have been critical that he has not done enough to get voting rights and different things like that enacted. And I guess my question is, you are in touch with the labor movement across this country. Are the unions starting to get a little bit of buyer's remorse on Biden?
I don't know if they're getting buyer's remorse on Biden or if they're even going to come out publicly and say anything like that. But, you know, listen. I've watched presidents going back, you know, for the past 40 years. And I have never, in all the presidents that I've watched over 40 years, I have never, ever seen a president that is so dysfunctional. He can't give a report. He stutters when he talks. Not stutters because he has a stuttering problem. I believe he stutters giving a report because he does not know what he's talking about. And I mean, if our country is going to continue to back people that don't show any type of strength and don't show any type of power, it's going to tell you where our country is going to wind up.
What do you think he should do? I mean, as a guy that obviously has a full-time job, but you also dabble in politics from time to time, what is it he should do to improve the latest poll ratings? His latest polling was down to 33% approval.
There's nothing he can do at this point. I really don't believe there is anything that he can do, and I think us as a country, we just need to deal with the next 2 years and hopefully over the next 2 years, the whole country is not going to completely fall apart. Some of us are going to try to hold it together. I see our you know, some of our government's going to fall apart. But, you know, I think it's going to be up to the voters of this country, and it's going to be up to the blue-collar workers who have to have a say-so, and they have to get the right person in there. You need a person that understands what goes on day to day. And I don't believe that he understands. He cannot read off a teleprompter. And you can see that because he has to squint his eyes when he's reading that, and half the time he gets the words wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Tommy White, he spares nothing when he gets on a roll. Man, I tell you, it's automatic pilot. It's like when we went to CYO Mixers as a kid, and they did the drum solos, and everybody else gets off the stage except the drummer. Ooh, unbelievable. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hard to believe it, but we've got playoff football all weekend, including Monday. And, of course, the big of the game, everybody's talking about Raiders and Cincinnati Bengals. Big Bengals fan, Jim Dallas. Give me 90 seconds on everything you know about this game tomorrow.
Well, it should be interesting because it is in Cincinnati and, of course, known to have some cold weather games. It's at game time, you got to figure it's going to be around 30 degrees, give or take. So it's going to be a little chilly. And, you know, they always say that if you're from a dome or a warm weather city, you might have a little tougher time adjusting to the temperature. But besides that, you look at these two teams, the BetMGM spread right now is the Bengals at home minus 5.5 points right now. So you need a couple of extra field goals if you take the Bengals or a touchdown. Now, when you look at how they've done against the spread here, the last seven games, the Raiders are 4-3. They're above 500 against the spread, and a solid 5-2 straight up. So they're on a roll, but so are the Bengals. You take a look at the Bengals, and they're 7-5 straight up, and 8-4 against the spread in the last 12 games. So you just got to play your gut on this one, and my gut says the Bengals win the game by 10 points.
There you go. There you go. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Wayne Allen Root from my favorite boutique hotel in Las Vegas, Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip. Ahern is the place for conservative events in Vegas. In the past 18 months, I've spoken at 24 conservative events. 21 of them were at Ahern. It's Wayne Root's home base in Vegas. Ahern is a modern boutique hotel with 200 well-appointed hotel rooms and two floors of meeting events and comfort space. If your event is big enough, you can buy out the entire hotel. Now, Ahern Hotel is serving a weekend brunch at Trattoria by Chef Mark from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. every Saturday and Sunday. Enjoy American and Italian brunch favorites like their signature dish, chicken and waffles, spicy chicken, jalapeno, bacon, and chive waffles, served with Mike's Hot Honey. And enjoy bottomless mimosas or bellinis. Make your reservations now. Call 725-214-4950. 725-214-4950 or visit AhernHotel.com. That's AhernHotel.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent ya.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
Choose the rat who will.